Hi, everybody. It's time for your Wednesday Agri-Beef Minute here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, our newsmaker guest today is Logan Peters, and he's a cattle procurement rep for Agri-Beef. And he says within their procurement team, they're not only purchasing cattle, but also buying calves across the region to build as yearlings to feed into their grow yards.
So we use a lot of backgrounding yards, also called grow yards, to where we take advantage of local feeders, a lot of farmer feeders, where they grow and raise their own feed, and putting in lightweight calves in the fall and shipping them out this time of year as bigger 8-weight yearlings into our feed yard. And the main points why we do that is to make sure the cattle are healthy before they hit our yards, but also promotes the chances of the cattle meeting their performance and grade expectations. And by what I mean by that is the cattle already bunk broke, the cattle already had 2 rounds of shots. It reduces the use of antibiotics since there's less sick cattle going into the feed yard, and it ultimately ensures that we have a good solid supply of feeder cattle to feed into our feed yard going into the summer.
And remember, you can always learn more about Agri-Beef by visiting them online at agribeef.com. That's a look at your land and livestock report. I'm Russell Nimitz.